From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Three Palestinian teens were shot and killed by Israeli forces in the West Bank Sunday, according to the Israeli army. In the first incident, the army said two teenagers were throwing stones at cars in the West Bank city of Jenin when the military forces arrived and one of the teens opened fire, prompting soldiers to respond, killing them both. The Palestinian Health Ministry said both Palestinians were 15 years old. Later in the day, Israeli authorities say a Palestinian was shot dead after attempting to stab Israeli border police on the outskirts of Jerusalem. No Israeli officers were injured in the attack. Palestinian officials identified the assailant as a 17-year-old from a village near Bethlehem. The U.S. State Department has called for the release of three Iranian opposition members held under house arrest without charge, Mehdi Karoubi and Mir Hussein Mousavi, both candidates in the 2009 presidential election, have spent 5 years in house arrest, along with Mousavi's wife, women's rights activist Zahra Renavard. The two men led large-scale protests in 2009 after losing the presidential election to President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in a vote they say was rigged. They have been detained since February 14, 2011. A U.S. delegation led by Secretary of State John Kerry has traveled to Albania in a bid to promote bilateral cooperation and encourage the country's officials to continue efforts to enact justice reforms. "I am encouraged," said Kerry, "by the judicial reform package that is now being considered to improve the judiciary and allow for a greater crackdown on corruption," he commented after meeting Sunday with the Albanian prime minister. VOA News. The United Nations said Sunday Afghan hostilities left more than 3,500 civilians dead and nearly 750 others wounded in 2015. That's an increase of 4% in civilian casualties from the previous year. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan says the number of civilian casualties during 2015 are the highest recorded since it began its systematic documentation of civilian casualties in 2009. Voters in the Central African Republic are choosing a new president Sunday as two former prime ministers in the runoff pledged to bring peace and security to the nation that has seen more than 2 years of conflict. The presidential ballot features two that won the December 30th vote. Sunday's vote was due to take place much earlier, but was postponed several times. In addition to the presidential race, voters are deciding legislative elections after a top court threw out the results from December because of irregularities. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has taken part in a televised debate, his first ever and the second in the lead-up to the week's presidential election. VOA's Jill Craig is in Kampala and has this report.
Healthcare and education dominated the first debate. This time around, candidates gave their positions on topics such as whether Uganda should continue sending troops to conflict zones like Somalia and South Sudan, how the country can best fight terrorism threats, if it should withdraw from the International Criminal Court, and how best to improve the economy. Museveni, with the ruling NRM party, was joined on stage by Kizza Besigye, the longtime leader of the opposition Forum for Democratic Change, and Amama Mbabazi, a former prime minister to the president who is running as an independent, as well as five other candidates. Besigye has run against Museveni three times before, losing each time amid accusations that the president's supporters rigged the vote and intimidated his opponents. Ugandans head to the polls on Thursday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
U.S. President Barack Obama has discussed the Syrian crisis with Russian President Vladimir Putin, emphasizing the importance of Moscow playing a constructive role by ceasing its air campaign against moderate opposition forces in Syria. The two leaders spoke by phone Saturday to discuss the decisions and agreements made at the February 11th meeting at the International Syria Support Group and to stress the importance of rapidly implementing humanitarian access to besieged areas of Syria, according to a White House statement Sunday. Rescue workers in Taiwan have recovered all the remains of the victims of the recent earthquake. The final remains were pulled Saturday from a flattened 17-story apartment building in Tainan. Officials say 116 people died in the 6.4 magnitude quake. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.